And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the House of Wellness. I'm Larry Emder. We're going to help you get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous with Michelle Bridges and Gerald Quigley. Good morning, team.
Good morning. Good
morning, everybody.
Hello, Gerald. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Larry.
Michelle, how are you?
I'm inspired.
Inspired by what?
I saw all of the runners for City to Surf this morning on my way to work here, and I was like, I want to be out there running with you guys.
Do you feel inspired? Because I feel like a loser because I was walking the other way.
Everyone
was walking
direction.
Towards the start line, and I was walking the other way.
Isn't it great, though?
Oh, it's terrific. It's terrific. And so many different shapes and sizes, Gerald, too. You know, you've got all the people who are all lined up and ready to go and ready to, you know, try and win and break all the records.
Yes.
And other people who are just dressed up and ready to have fun and get involved.
Well, as Michelle reminds us, whenever we catch up with her, it's just movement, isn't it, Michelle? It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what shape you're in, what shape you are. Do something.
Move it or lose it, Gerald. Move
yep.
it or
That's
lose it.
It.
And the cold is not an excuse.
No, as not
I saw,
at all.
As I saw this morning, because it was about 10 or 11 degrees this morning around Sydney, and there were people there. But, and the thing, this is the thing, right? And it looks good. If you wear it enough, it looks good. It's just a garbage bag.
All right.
Oh. You just put the garbage bag on because you don't want to be carrying the tracky dacks with you.
True.
So you put the garbage bag on, and I think that's going to take off.
It could take off, yes. you'd know that a lot of people just wear their something old, and then they throw
they chuck it. For charity, I
for
think
charity, and then they yes. go through and they collect a whole bunch of jumpers for charity or tracky
dacks.
Great
idea.
It's one of those great things. It's on many people's bucket list, the City to Surf, things to do before you die. But when you do die, and we're going to keep smiling as we talk about this, it's been reported in the Daily Mail, there's a thing called the Coffin Club. Did you see this, Gerald?
Yeah, the coffee, when I first heard of this, coffee club. Oh, but no, this isn't, well, what fun is this?
The Coffin Club, rebellious seniors, sick of somber funerals and those exorbitant fees, decide to build personalised cut-price caskets.
Wow.
And they theme them up.
What would you have on yours, Larry?
I'd have to have a piece of the old Price is Right, the Yodeling
Oh,
mantle.
Good.
Yes. I'd have to have, I don't know. I don't know. I think maybe the House of Wellness logo. Gerald let me down.
Sponsorship
with
this one, right to the end.
Yes.
Or the words, was it Spike Milligan that said, I told you I was crook?
Yeah, that's right.
What about you, Michelle?
I honestly can't even get my head around this. I mean, I can see it's fun and it kind of, you know, can bring a bit of a smile to people that are maybe otherwise in a sort of unhappy place, but I can't even imagine what I'd put on my coffin. It's not really something I've thought about.
I love the idea of people taking control of this.
Yeah,
don't
it's
you, Gerald?
Cool.
I think, and if you can go out and make people smile. I remember we were in LA working for the morning show a month or so ago, and we went to one of those Hollywood cemeteries where all the big stars are buried.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can see all the big names around, and they're all, you know, the lovely things that people have said or the kids have said about them on the stones there. The one that I'll remember, and people will line up to take photos, Maxwell Smart. You remember Maxwell Smart?
Don
Adams.
I love that show.
Right? Don Adams. So there's him. It's a carving of him on his shoe phone, and underneath it says, Don Adams, would you believe? And it just people are walking past with a smile on their face.
Yes, and isn't that important?
What would you do, Gerald?
I'd probably have the names of some of the herbal medicine products I've supported over the years. Penfolds, Pizzini...
Cadbury.
Yes, Hunter Valley. Yes, just those important people.
All right, well, we're going to talk about the other end of this today. We're going to talk about how to keep you alive and keep you well. Get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous on the show today. You got some fitness tips for us, Michelle, today.
Oh, look, I'm full of fitness tips.
Always. We're going to talk about hydration today particularly, right?
Absolutely.
And Gerald, glucosamine. It's hard work. It's for our hard-working joints.
Food for the joints, yes. Nutrition for those hard-working joints like hips, knees, and it'll blend in beautifully with Michelle's fitness tips.
All right. Wonderful. Do we get enough of it, Gerald?
No, we don't. Because it really is all about protecting joints, which start aging very early in our lives. And we sometimes just lose the focus. And then when there's damage, we try and repair it all. Or we might take a have to take non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. Okay. Let's prevent the damage from happening.
All right, we'll talk more about that shortly. And, of course, Gerald, happy to take all of your calls this morning on 131873. That's 131873. And our very special guest today, one of Australia's most popular media personalities and medical health experts, Dr. Andrew Rochford, is going to join us. Now, Andrew's just released a fabulous new book. It's called The Reality Checkup, Finding the Perfect, Non-Perfect Version of Yourself. Gerald, written by a man for men, because men get to a certain age and we kind of think everything's going to be okay, and it needs constant checking.
I think we can summarise it by saying, Larry, our gender is just pathetic about looking after their own health. Is that a fair summary, Michelle?
Oh, look, I think it's up to the individual, but I do recall in a conversation we had just recently when we were talking about hydration later, where both of you guys were like, "Oh, I don't drink enough," and my wife has to keep telling me. I'm like, "What do you mean your wife has to keep telling you to drink more water?"
Well, because our mum's not around.
So maybe you might be right there.
Yeah, all right. So we're going to talk to Andrew shortly. But do you find that, Michelle, too, in your space, that women who are focused on health are actually focused on everything else that comes along with it, and the guys will be happy to go to the gym and go for a run but not look after everything else?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, there could be a little bit more to that insofar as there's some blokes out there that don't really want to admit that there's maybe a problem. If they feel a pain or they feel an ache or they know that something's not quite right, it's almost like I'm supposed to be 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Hang on, what's going on here? And I don't really want to admit that. That's what I've heard from a couple of blokes.
And I'll retain, Michelle, my stiff upper lip and I won't say a word.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And there's only you know, that can only end in tears, you know, if you don't, particularly if it's something that you could have addressed really early and then suddenly you're down the track thinking, why didn't I get onto that sooner?
Because it compounds, Gerald, too, doesn't it?
Yes,
I'm finding now, I'm 52, nearly 53, and the list of things I've got to stay on top of, it's a long list now all of a sudden.
Well, I attended an all-day seminar yesterday of cardiovascular disease in men, and we looked at case histories of blokes 40, 45 who had had sudden heart attacks and trying to work out why that had happened. But a lot of it is happening behind the scenes. It's stress levels and it's all sorts of things. And it just builds up to a point where something has to give.
All right. And a lot of these things are addressed in Dr. Andrew Rochford's book. And we'll be talking to Andrew very shortly. Gerald, with your calls, 131873. All our callers today will go into the draw for the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. So give us a call, 131873.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Gerald, I'm sorry, I was so busy flicking through Dr. Andrew Rochford's book there.
It is fascinating book.
I didn't read ahead on the
Noradrenaline.
Noradrenaline. But next time, next time I see that coming,
you'll know.
I'll call you on the back.
It's one of those words you use daily, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I can't wait to get
you home. Probably do, Gerald.
Yes, we talk about it a bit, and Andrew may even refer to that as well.
Dr. Andrew Rochford has just released a terrific new book just for us mere males. It's called The Reality Checkup, Finding the Perfect, Non-Perfect Version of Yourself. It's a frank and straight-to-the-point guide for the modern man, with a simple message that it's okay not to be perfect. I'm glad to hear this, see it in writing, because Sylvie reminds me of this every day. So to get a few tips and help us become a better non-perfect version of ourselves, we're joined by Dr. Andrew Rochford. Andrew, good morning to you. Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
Perfect.
Oh, there
he is.
Hello, Andrew. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you guys?
Good, good, good. Thanks for joining us this morning. Now, this book, I've got it here in front of me. I was so busy reading it that I missed the last ad. But tell us about it, Finding the Perfect, Non-Perfect Version of Yourself. How did it come about?
Well, look, I think there's a lot of great literature and a lot of great advocates out there, Michelle being one of them, for women's health. And I feel like men don't get enough. And I felt like I wanted to write a book that I could write from the point of view of everything that I've experienced as a doctor. The things I've experienced as being a man and also being a father, and something that was easy to digest. It's not meant to be a textbook. It's not meant to be lists of things that you should be doing. It's just meant to make people think differently, mainly blokes, about all those little decisions that we make on a daily basis that stack up to make us healthier or unhealthier.
Yeah, I love it. I think you're so bang on, Andrew. And hi, it's Michelle here. Good to talk to you. Men often don't get a lot of this support and even some guidelines and just, you know, some basic understanding around what small things they can do to help with their health. I think, you know, us girls, we're very good at it. We're good communicators. So it's just great to see that you've you've put this out there. Well, tell us, is there one thing in this book that really stands out for you or that you learnt along the way?
I think I learned a lot. I started writing the book, and when I first got the manuscript back, it wasn't anything that I wanted it to be. So I started again. And very early on in the book, I say that I'm going to open up, and I'm going to be personal and tell some honest stories about myself. Guys that are reading it are honest with themselves. And I think that, for me, is what this is about. I think we're very good as guys at putting things to the side and saying, you know, that's not necessarily a problem I need to deal with now, or I'm not going to go and see the doctor, or I'm not struggling as much from a mental health point of view as I actually am. And I think for me, it was that whole idea of us being better, being honest with ourselves about how we are doing from a health point of view, and then being able to be vulnerable and ask for help or seek help or just take action, was the one kind of overall thing that I got from writing the book. Because I think women are much better at communicating with each other when things are a little bit out of whack. And men, I think we just need to get better at it when it comes to our health.
Andrew, it's Gerald here, and congratulations on your book. And we need more of these sorts of things, don't we? We need to make it simpler for blokes to admit to themselves that none of us are invincible. We need just every now and again to step back. How can we teach men to perhaps socialise better and unload as women do? You know, women do this beautifully. If they've got a problem, they share it. Blokes don't. They just keep it inside. It tears away at their inflammation levels and all sorts of things break down. How do we get over that?
Well, I state in the book that I think what you got to do is find that person, that one mate, whether it's a brother, whether it's a father, whether it's a mate that you've had for a very long time. Maybe it's just somebody that you have a certain type of relationship with, that you understand that you can be vulnerable with that person, and they're not going to judge you in any way outside of just being a support. And I think that for a lot of guys that I've seen, you know, clinically, they kind of get to a point where it all falls apart before they ask for help.
Yes.
And I think that we're just not great at recognizing who that person is in our life, for guys. And so taking the opportunity before you need them to figure out who that person you'll turn to, I think is important, because we'll all need that person at some stage now.
One day, that's right.
Absolutely.
Andrew, guys, it's just not obvious.
Yeah, just looking through the contents list here, and it's terrific. So we're talking about exercise, body image, diet, sleep, the bedroom, the bathroom, mates, workplace. Is it drugs and alcohol, smoking, mental health? We need to look at all of these, don't we? It's no good saying, okay, I'm just going to go for a walk if you're not eating right. Or it's no good saying, I'm going to try and reduce my stress levels if I'm not sleeping right. It's the sum of all of these we have to have a look at.
Yeah, the way I like to describe it is that health is a set of scales. And every single day you'll make hundreds of decisions that tip the scales one way or the other. They may seem very insignificant, those decisions. What am I going to have for breakfast? The time should I get out of bed? Should I walk to work or should I drive the car? They're all very small, seemingly insignificant decisions that you make. But the sum of all those decisions is actually what decides whether you're healthy or not, not whether you're making huge decisions about the next time you see a doctor. And so the whole idea of being kind of a covering of everything that you will run into during the day, the bathroom, the bedroom, stress, work, all of those things, is that hopefully you just get a better opportunity to make the right decision more often than the one that's not so good for you, and not feel like it's a burden. Health shouldn't be a burden. I think the idea of not setting unrealistic goals and going for perfection, but just going for a better version of yourself, because there is no perfect.
No. And Andrew, just we've got this focus, haven't we, on being thin, and we probably sneer at people who are carrying a lot of extra weight, but in fact thin people can have just as many health risks as the person who's overweight.
Yeah, and that's right, and that's why I kind of came up with the tagline of the non-perfect, perfect non-perfect version of yourself, because we are all unique, we are all different, and those that carry extra weight, depending on whether that starts getting to the point where it is a health problem versus those who are underweight and having health issues related with that, you shouldn't be using those people as the yardstick for what you're trying to achieve.
Right.
You need to realise that there is a version of who you are that is the healthiest version, and it will have a whole bunch of different things from a whole bunch of very clever people that understand the right foods and understand the right everything to reach that perfect weight or healthiness. But don't feel like you need to try and achieve exactly what somebody else is achieving.
Sure.
You won't be able to.
Okay, thank you.
Andrew, I just wanted to ask, in your opinion, and I guess it would be different for anyone or everyone, is what do you think is one of the most important things for good health?
To me, my answer is always the same. It's sleep. And I think that we very much get focused on diet and exercise, and we're getting better at talking about mental health. But I think if I had to pick the one thing that I encourage people to make sure they're getting the best version of it is sleep. Because I feel like that's the start of your day, that's the end of your day. And if you're not getting the right amount of sleep, you'll invariably make bad decisions about the food you eat. You'll have less energy to be able to exercise. And so I think if I had to pick one, which I hate to do.
No. People ask me this all the time. I thought I'd put you on the spot this time.
I like sleep because I think it's a bit of an unsung hero in the world of health. And I think more and more research is coming out to show just how much of an impact it has on your immune system, how much your blood pressure, just the housekeeping that goes on that's so important for your internal workings.
All right, Andrew, it's a terrific book. It's coming home with me, The Reality Checkup, Finding the Perfect, Non-Perfect Version of Yourself. I love the way all through it we're hearing from some of the greatest philosophers in the world. Mahatma Gandhi, you've quoted in there. Mark Twain is in there. Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's the great quote from Arnold Schwarzenegger. If it's simple, if it jiggles, it's fat. So I'm now taking health advice from Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I think Ron Burgundy even made it in there.
Oh, Ron Burgundy, there you go. All right, terrific book, mate. Congratulations, The Reality Checkup. Dr. Andrew Rochford, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Andrew.
Back with Gerald taking your calls right after this on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
131-873 is our phone number on The House of Wellness. Gerald is standing by to take your calls. Gail, welcome to the show.
Morning.
Good morning, Gail. How can we help?
Well, it's rather complicated. If I just list the... I'll try and pricey it down. Legacy of two car accidents. I have four joints in my cervical spine. With titanium. I have nerves on both sides of the cervical spine impinged, one quite badly. The same in my lower back. I'm riddled with arthritis. I have three bulging discs. I have got spikes growing out from my spine. I can barely walk or get out of bed a lot of mornings. I have a pain management specialist who's feeding me very strong painkillers, which I take not very often because it's nerve pain and it burns. It doesn't really help. I started turmeric 3 weeks ago. I'm not sleeping. The sleeping pattern is shocking. I'm getting really down with the pain because I can barely walk. And my the pressure from my spine is causing my legs to swell. And what's happening is I've developed this horrible, it's like freckles on my legs and my feet. And I saw a specialist and he said that I was leaking iron from the veins.
And wow, Gail.
I don't know where to go. What to do anymore.
Let's just intervene with just a couple of things. Hopefully your pain management plan as implemented by you and your doctor, the plan's for you. The doctor gives you the scale of various medications you can use depending on your pain levels, and it puts you in charge, and don't hesitate to follow that plan. And if you don't think it's working, then you get back to your doctor and say, I've got problems between stages 2 and 3, and help me work that out. So that's important. For that nerve pain, Gail, you can put lipoic acid in there. It comes as a 400 milligram tablet. It works brilliantly for nerve pain, tingling, burning, that sort of pain you mention. So lipoic, L-I-P-O-I-C. It won't interfere with any of the pain management medications or other things you're doing. And keep an eye on your legs. You may need to talk to someone about some compression therapy. Do you? Are they comfortable?
Most of the time. But
yes. If they're not, you may need to review how they fit you because things change all the time. Can you move? Is there anything Michelle could suggest? Is there any movement that you're able to do that's comfortable that we could help that circulation come back up your legs and minimise the swelling that's happening?
Not much, a lot of the times I find I can stand for short periods, I can sit for short periods, so movement is very limited, and I've actually got permission to get a walking frame.
Good, a walker would be good because it'll give you stability, because as Michelle will agree, movement is fundamental to getting circulation going, and it just helps you feel a little bit better.
Always.
I'm trying.
Yes.
Or even just getting outside and getting a bit of sun
on using your walking frame.
And using your walking frame just to get a little bit of movement back. You'd be amazed at what it'll do for you mentally as well.
So keep taking the turmeric, Gail. Add some lipoic acid. Enjoy your walking frame. Use it and get confident in using it so you can get some quality of life back. So, and best wishes from us.
Thank you so much for your help.
Yeah. All the best.
Good luck with all of that, Gail. Got a lot going on there. All right, Angie, good morning. Welcome to the House of Wellness.
Hello, Angie. How can we help?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I have had a long-standing problem with this nasal drip going down to the back of my throat.
Okay. Yeah.
It's come from sinus and
hay fever. We can fix that, Angie, with an isotonic saline wash and irrigation. So this is a normal saline irrigation that we call isotonic, so it doesn't sting or burn, but it can't have a preservative. It must be preservative-free, and you can buy a little kit with a bottle, and you fill it with warm water and put a little sachet of powder in, and it will irrigate all the allergenic material out of your nose and stop the mucus production. And guess what? All that phlegm that's accumulating and annoying you, that will go. The other thing, put some vitamin C in there, Angie, across winter and into spring. And vitamin C is a very effective antihistamine, and it stops any viral infections as well.
So it's isotonic?
Isotonic saline with no preservative.
Which preservative?
With no preservative. It can't have a preservative in it because that upsets the delicate bacteria in your nose.
So I go to chemist.
Yes, your pharmacist will help you with that.
Okay.
Thanks, Angie. Have a great day. Anne, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning, Larry. Good morning, Michelle and Gerald.
Hello,
good
morning. Anne. How can we help?
Just wonder if you'd help me, please, Gerald. I have fibrositis and no one seems to be able to cure it. I've had it for many years and I'm really healthy. I walk. I'm very active. But it's at night when I cool down my body. Any cool air, a cool room will bring it on, Gerald.
And so you just get aches, all the aches and pains?
Pain, yes.
So how are you controlling that, Anne? Are you taking something like turmeric or omega-3 oils? What are you doing?
I've been to a naturopath, or many naturopaths. I've had acupuncture, and the naturopath she managed to get my immune system back on track.
Good.
And which was really good, but she can't help me with that, and no one seems to be able to, and that's what they say, Gerald.
So they can't find the underlying cause,
Anne? No, they can't, and there has to be one there. And
of course.
I've been to many people over the years, and no one seems to be able to help. I wondered if there's obviously something internally, but I mean, I'm very healthy normally, but it just catches me, Gerald, and especially with the chill in bed. If I stay in bed too long, I get it, or a cool room. So I just wondered, is there anything that you could recommend? And do you consult privately? That's another
thing. Yes, I do, yes, and I can get that number for you off here, so that's not a problem at all. And look, the important thing, Anne, is to try and seek from you feedback where we can try and work out what's happening. Is it leaky gut? Is there some food thing that's the underlying cause? Is it your microbiome? Please take the turmeric at the highest dose, and if it's not giving you any relief, maybe swap to a different extract. Right. There's lots of different turmeric products out there, and sometimes it's a matter of finding the one that works best for you. So you've got to fiddle around a little bit. Omega-3 oil, I'm a krill oil fan, 1,000 milligram twice a day, every day, and eat oily fish two or three times as well. Keep up your movement, that's wonderful, but we've got to somehow intervene, haven't we, in that cooling down process. And I would be putting some magnesium in there as well, Anne.
I take magnesium, and I also take glucosamine. You put me on that years ago
in
the pharmacy.
Yes. Oh, look, well, that's wonderful. But let's go to a higher dose of turmeric or another extract, put in an omega-3, and don't hesitate to come back in a couple of weeks, two or three weeks, and tell us if there's any change. What exercise do you do? And we'll use Michelle's skill here to perhaps...
Well, I'm going back to gym. I've just been away at the moment, and yes. I do a lot of walking, and I can hear Michelle exercise.
Mm.
I walk a lot, and I'm very active. When I move, I walk quickly. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start yoga very soon, and I have been at gym. But all of those things, Gerald, they don't make any difference. Well, probably help a little bit, but
yes.
If I have,
yeah, you'd be surprised. I would say that things could potentially be even in a worse situation if you weren't doing the exercise. That's
so
probably
true.
What's kept you, you know, positive and upright, because I can hear it in your voice. You're an upright kind of woman. You can hear it.
Yes. And therefore makes a great patient, Michelle.
Yeah, yeah. She listens. Yes. Obviously, she listened to you 2 years ago with the glucosamine, and she does the homework, which is great, because it means you can make some very quick inroads.
I had an appointment with a specialist, an arthritis specialist. She said, physically, you know, I can really move my body very well. But she really asked me what they did 20 years ago for the problem, and that really didn't help me at all.
Oh, okay.
Well, Anne, the good news is that you've got a gold star from Michelle Bridges.
Yes. So not many of us get those, Anne, I can tell you.
That's a rare thing.
I think keep up your exercise. Yeah. If you're going to invest in a bit of yoga, it's not a bad idea. Pilates is great too. Things that really get you focusing on your core and your balance and your spine alignment, you know, those things are a great foundation.
Yes. And the other thing, and don't let it get you down. We will find out what's going on, but you can get to the stage where you say, oh, look, it's just not worthwhile. You know, nothing works, and you tend to go into your shell. Don't do that.
No, I won't do that.
No, good.
Pain grips you.
Yeah, I know it does.
The family will say, can't you go to someone to cure it? And
yes.
I was at my daughter's recently, I'll give you an example, and the door was open. This was in warmer weather.
Yes.
And somehow I caught it there, and I ended up putting a raincoat on, walking around the block with the babies.
Just to keep warm.
It was embarrassing.
Ah, well.
I put everything on to prevent the chill.
Well,
I had to then, because I had the pain. So.
Yes. Well, at least a raincoat's better than the garbage bags that Larry wears. Yes.
Yeah, don't do that. It's not even you can't make that a fashion statement at all. All right, Anne, thank you very much for calling into the House of Wellness this morning. Speaking of glucosamine, Gerald's going to be talking more about that in just a tick, and Michelle's going to run us through some tips for good hydration at this time of year.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Michelle Bridges, we talk to you a lot about exercise, and your thing is get out there and move, but with that, you've got to stay hydrated.
Hydration is a number one important thing. Like, I think when it comes to, just day-to-day living, our water makes up more than half of our body weight, so it's a fairly important factor the biochemistry of a human being. And often what I don't think about when we're thinking about water is that it's actually lubricating everything. So it's lubricating your joints, your intestines, it's great for your skin, it's helping your liver, it's transporting nutrients to your body, it's flushing out bacteria, it's keeping you moving, if you know what I mean, in that department. And it actually helps you think better. It regulates your body temperature. And I say often to people who are exercising to drink before they start. They often think about drinking during or after, and often it can be too late. Get yourself hydrated before you do exercise. It can stop headaches. For older people, I've found that some of the older clients that I work with, they don't tend to get enough water because they don't sense as thirst as much as they did when they were younger. And this can be a real problem, which Gerald could talk to as well about, if you're on any type of medication. So I always say start the day with a really big drink, because that's a good, you know, it's the first cab off the rank. I try to get a litre of water into myself before I have breakfast.
Oh, wow.
It's not always done, but I do try to do it, because then I think, right, I've already got a litre in the tank. So if I miss a couple of water stops throughout the morning, I'm still pretty good until lunchtime.
It's what's funny about this, hearing you talk about it and the importance of it, and how we just have to have it all the time.
We need it.
It's free, like it's there. It's free. Turn the tap on, drink from the glass. It's not, we don't have to go shopping. We don't have to do anything. It's there. And yet, so often we ignore it.
And the other fascinating thing too, Larry and Michelle, is that Andrew spoke to us about sleep, and Michelle's talking to us about water. Two of the things that are most commonly overlooked as being important in being well.
And they're fundamental key elements to being a human being.
underpins everything.
Yeah.
Is there a time of night you have to stop drinking water in order to get that good sleep, Gerald, if you know what I mean? No, man to another,
well,
Gerald.
I understand what you're saying, Larry, but because you're coming to that age now, aren't you?
Yes, I
am. Look, it's common sense. Obviously, you don't want to load up with a litre of water before you go to bed at night because you won't make it till midnight. Mm. So you pace yourself. The earlier in the day you can start drinking water, the better. And across the day, I carry some in the car. Every time I pull up at a red light, I just have a few mouthfuls. Yeah. It's just common sense.
Well, I could see that this was a problem for many people, so yes. I actually made a water consumption bottle.
You've made this easy for us, Michelle.
Well, it's just because everybody's always saying, I don't drink enough water. Yes. So I thought, what if I had a water bottle that had, by 9 o'clock you should have drunk this much, by 10 o'clock you should have drunk that much, by midday you should have had that much, 1 litre, yeah. and then do it again in the afternoon. Yeah, so I've got AM and PM.
That's made for blokes, you see.
Yeah. I should get you one, actually.
Yes, you should.
Clear, specific instructions.
Where do I get this?
From Big W. And the other one that I did was for everybody that goes, oh, I don't like water, it doesn't taste nice. So
Do you really
citrus...
have friends who talk like that?
Yes. I do.
Yes.
So it's got a citrus infuser inside the water bottle, so you can put in lemon, cucumber, lime, strawberries, berries, and it makes it taste.
And you take
nice.
That with you for the day.
Yeah.
This is great stuff, and it's all available.
Available at Big W.
That's only $10, that citrus infuser.
There you go, see?
And that changes water up.
Different colours?
Different colours. We've got black for the boys, pink, purple for the ladies, mint as well.
Now, Gerald, is water from the tap okay?
Yes, of course it is, Larry. We, with all due respect to the water industry, who probably now will be writing me a letter, water's water. And in Australia, we're very, very lucky. And if I know we have other people worry about fluoride and things, let's control what we can control. And the most important thing is to hydrate.
It's just getting it
with the water. Get it in. That's the important thing.
So get your Michelle Bridges citrus infuser.
Yes.
Or the 1 litre water consumption bottle.
And you are on. And another, like a full array of great Tupperware there.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
I think it would be better if actually that your voice was in there, Michelle, that could say, Larry. Larry, haven't had enough water by 10 o'clock.
No more now, or wee-wees, Larry. Now, Gerald, we were talking to Anne before, who called in.
Yes.
And she did mention glucosamine, which she's been on now for a year or two. Talk us through. This is really important.
Well, it's been around since early 1980, and it isn't considered now glamorous, glucosamine, but it's a fundamental building block of joints, Larry. It stimulates cartilage production, and it stops the enzymes which can destroy the cartilage in the first place. So if we can block the things that lead to joint damage and deterioration, then we can slow down that process, which is a worrying thing as we get older. 1,500 milligrams a day across the day. I tend to favour the split dose of 750 milligram. We can't have everything, but we can certainly underpin the structure of the joint and healthy cartilage. And bearing in mind all the movement things we've talked about this morning, the healthier our cartilage levels are in hips and knees especially, the better. And glucosamine doesn't interact. It's the word glucose is involved there. It does not affect blood sugar. So if you've got diabetes and you're worried about glucosamine and that's stopping you from exercising because you've got sore knees, ignore it. It's okay. And get out there and let's do it.
All right, let's do it indeed.
I love it.
You
pump me up.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a spin class here with you two this morning. All right, back right after this.
This is the House of Wellness. Take control and treat pain with Mycinophen and purchase any two Pain Away products at Chemist Warehouse for your chance to win a new Audi.
Time for one more quick call. Kate, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Well,
hello,
thank
Kate.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Pleasure.
Michelle, I've been waiting for you to come on.
Oh, good, good. Give me a question, Kate. Come on, hit me with it.
Okay, when I was younger, I was incredibly, ridiculously fit. I was a ballerina dancing about six, seven hours a day, 6 days a week. Unfortunately, when you're young, you think you're invincible, and it's when you get older you find out the bodies weren't meant to do those sorts of things. Now, I've lost so much condition and body strength and core strength, and I want to build it up, but I'm not a sort of person that goes for walks, jogs, goes to gyms. And you see all the gizmos and gadgetry on TV and you think, nah. But I was thinking, what about a rowing machine? I really want to get back into condition, build up body strength, build up core strength, and something that's
okay.
And
yeah.
Sounds good.
Kate, I'm going to be real quick with this one. machines are great if they're being used. If they're being used for a clothes dryer to hang your clothes on when they come out of the washing machine, they're no good. So it's got to be something that you're actually going to use. So I would definitely recommend using something, but go and find something that you like. So go and try one out first before you buy it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kate, for calling in. Now, we understand that we're blaring out over the big speakers across the city to surf there. So hello to everybody.
Hello.
Congratulations for getting involved.
Well done.
Michelle, talk us through recovery.
Okay, hydration.
Quickly.
Stay away from the alcohol for the first couple of hours. Get it in, stretch, and make sure that you get some electrolytes and a little bit of food as well.
Gerald, this is as close as we'll ever get to running in the city to surf. Yes. Your advice for my recovery?
My hint is enjoy the recovery, stay with friends, have a laugh, and that just fixes the whole day beautifully.
Yeah, I don't know why they call it a fun run. I've watched it so many times, I'm not seeing fun on many people's faces.
Not many smile, but still, they're having fun, I suppose.
Gerald, congratulations to everybody participating in one of the world's great events out there today in the city to surf. Gerald, your $100 Chemist Warehouse $100, gift
yes. That goes to Gail, our first caller this morning, Larry and Michelle, who's got a lot of issues. Gail, you win the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse, and congratulations. For people we couldn't talk to, gerald@houseofwellness.com.au, and I'll reply quickly.
Now, just confirming, is it too late for us to start the city to surf now?
No, I'm sure there's someone still starting on the start line.
I'll go and put my House of Wellness t-shirt on and give
yes,
it a go.
Good.
Come on, Larry, let's do it.
All right, Gerald, thank you, Michelle. Lovely to see you as always.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us on the House of Wellness. We hope you have a great day and congratulations on the city to surf.